Well, Steve May would love to be out playing against Jay Schultz today, but he's in here with the boys in the commentary box to chat about an unfortunate muscle ping late last week. Steve, congratulations on your year, and thanks for joining us on Grandstand AFL.
Thanks for me, guys. Yeah, very disappointed with the hamstring. You know, I want to be out there and play against someone like Schultzy, who's had a really good year as well. So it would have been a great challenge and obviously helped the boys, but unfortunate. Sometimes things happen late in the game, and you just have to go back to rehab and get ready for hopefully the finals if we make it, and if not, then obviously a big preseason.
So what's your prognosis?
So it's almost a grade two. It's a bit of a hard one. Trent McKenzie did one a few weeks ago, and he missed three games. So that was a cautious approach. So I think if we really have a chance of making the finals, obviously after today's result, I could be back for the West Coast game in the last round. So that's sort of the goal at the moment.
Well, that was almost the question I was going to ask you. We wait, really, don't we, for the next couple of weeks to see whether or not you push yourself for what could be a pretty big finish to earn yourself a spot in the finals. Can you take us into the group for the last month? Forget the fact that your captain's not there, but you've lost three of your last four by all manner of elements not working. Has it dented the confidence of the team?
I think it's been a massive learning curve. Obviously, not having Gazza out there with his leadership and experience, and I think Michael Rustelli's probably our oldest player at the moment. But for the boys, when something we've been good at all year has been contested footy and just the effort, even when we have lost to the good teams, that's been there. But against Bulldogs, against Brisbane, against Carlton, that was just non-existent. And I think that's the most disappointing aspect. And that's where we've learned to challenge each other as a young group. And we got to learn, like, we're going to throw away the season if we don't bring that effort again. And to someone like Port Adelaide, who they haven't had a great last month, but Kenny Hinkley, who haven't really fired up and coming up here, and especially in the wet, it's going to come down to who puts their head over the ball, I think.
Steve, when you're going to reflect on this period going forward, do you get the feeling that you might look back on this time when Gary Ablett wasn't with the team and think that it was perhaps the thing that made the club in a lot of ways because young players had to step up?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think the chance that we've been given with Gaz being out, as unfortunate as it is, we've had to grow up and get the leadership that had to lift all around the field. So I think it's a little bit of a learning... Oh, it's a mad learning curve. So if Gaz was to get injured again, you know, we're ready for it. And I don't want to say that we lost because of Gaz, because, you know, there's 18 boys out there, but once he did go down, I think that little bit of leadership and then the 40 disposals, four goals.
Has it been frustrating then? I know because everyone else wants to say that the Suns have battled without Gary Ablett, and then nothing, some have said, without Gary Ablett. Has it frustrated the players that you haven't been able to produce the performances that would debunk those theories?
No, that's exactly... I think that's the biggest driver amongst the group is... We read about that, you know, about no Gary, no Suns. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty disappointing to hear because, you know, we've had such a hard effort all year to get to where we are, and then, you know, for them to say stuff like that, you know, it's a challenge. But then us not winning, you know, it just makes it even worse.
You spoke about the stats. Just take us to the field. Forget the numbers. What is it that has been lacking without Ablett there?
That's a good question. I think around the whole ground...
Is it a voice thing? Is it a lead by example thing? Is it a structure thing?
I think it's just a general effort thing around the whole field, which Gaz...
Principle's not there to whack you over the knuckles if you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah. well, that's the thing. Gaz isn't a harsh leader. He's always got a positive spin on everything, but we just haven't been able to put the effort out there. So no matter, like, kicks, marks, whatever you want to look at, if the effort's not there in modern-day AFL... You're going to lose.
Steve May's with us on Grandstand AFL.
Yes, Steve, you know, well done on your year this year. It's been a pleasure to watch. I was there when you were first starting, and I mean, I think you got the most amount of balls in the AFL. Just run me through, go through pre-season. You always think about things that you want to improve on coming into a new season. What are the things that you focus on this year?
I think my biggest challenge was my fitness. So my first effort would be good, and then my second and third effort would just not be there, and you know, that would ultimately let me down. So, you know, to have a good preseason and then to play the full NAB Cup, so come round one, I was my body was ready and I can produce those performances.
And did you feel like, I know, like guys like Bocky, B being there, an All-Australian backman, were there some of those people inside the group that you really bounced off that could assist you get to that next level?
Yeah, I sat down with Dean Solomon and Bocchi was injured, so I had both of those, you know, two ruthless defenders back in their day, and they really helped me. And Bocchi's been, you know, out off the field, on the field, but he's helped me a lot off the field, just at training and you know, working the angles and sort of things. And yeah. he was such a great centre half back, and so I really admired. So once I found out that we signed him, I couldn't wait to pick his brain.
And Steve, you were an All-Australian full forward. As an under 18, did you initially enjoy going to the back line when you were given that role?
No, mate. I think I think most forwards, as soon as they get thrown down back, their initial reaction is why, and I should be the other end. But once I learnt, you know, that's where my spot is, and the club was pretty happy with our key forwards here, and it was going to be hard to get in. I got the chance to go down back and then make a spot for myself.
Yeah, you've certainly made it your spot, no doubt about that. A player not out there today for your team is going to be Greg Broughton. Now, he was injured himself washing his car. Can you tell us the story?
I didn't even know the story, to be honest. I sent him, actually today at breakfast, I sent him, because I played on the back with him and we look after each other. I sent him a message saying, good luck today, mate. You know, make sure the voice is up, and, you know, et cetera. And then he texted me back saying he's not playing, and I was like, thought he was joking, and then I found out he wasn't. So I honestly don't know the story. I've got to wait to see him.
He must wash the car very vigorously because he's got a sore elbow, we're told. Yeah.
Steve, congratulations on your year again. It's been terrific to see a young defender emerge among the plethora of key forwards. Now, I've got the top five in the Coleman medal here, and that's going to be something that's going to intrigue us in the run into the end of the... So if you could just give us a word that makes these players tough to defend against. So of course, Ruffy's not playing this weekend. He's suspended, but he goes into the round leading the Coleman medal. What makes him tough?
Unpredictable.
Jay Schultz?
Powerful.
Buddy?
Freak.
That was the one word I was expecting, and it's the one that you've delivered. Well done. The Tomahawk only kicked three behinds last night, so he's stuck on 52. What makes him tough?
Brutal strength.
And you don't really play on Lukey Bruce, so we'll jump him and go to the next one on the list, which is Jack Revolt.
Jack, jumping Jack. That's him, mate. Jack in the back, he can jump, take big grabs, and his goal kicking is very good. But, with Luke Bruce, I was up and close with him, and he's a genuine freak as well.
Mm. Is there belief? I'll finish with this. Is there belief today that the Sun season isn't done?
Mate, down there, those boys will be fired up. They just came out of their team meeting not long ago. That they're ready for this. It's not out. You know, we've still got three games. We win all three, we'll most likely play finals. So the boys are gonna, you know, this is going to be a big game today, and I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure to have you in the Grandstand AFL commentary box. I hope you enjoy watching if you can. And, all the best with that muscle healing in time to see some more action in 2014.
All right. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.